spots. Phil LeBeau's on the money tonight.
Just when you thought the consumer took a summer vacation, the August auto sales paint a different picture. Sales for the month turned out slightly better than expected, even with Ford, Chrysler, and Toyota all posting declines. But the big surprise is General Motors, raising sales 5.3%, thanks largely to greater incentives on its pickup trucks. By adding a few hundred dollars more to its truck deals, GM boosted sales by almost 15%. But aside from GM, August sales show many would-be buyers are still holding off. As BMW CEO said on Squawk Box, there's a little more caution in the markets.
Classically, the luxury brands have some insulation, and you see a turn down in the higher volume products before you do in the luxury market. So I've, to some extent, been expecting to see a reduction in demand.
Heading into the fall and the new year model changeovers, there is some optimism within the auto industry that perhaps a new round of cars and trucks heading into showrooms will spur new buyers. But as long as consumer confidence and the housing market are both dragging, it may be a while until auto sales take off. On the money, Phil LeBeau, CNBC, Chicago.